Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. Hey, a friend of mine asked me if I would give a real talk on marriage, but I want to do a real talk on marriage and being single. I'm not an expert. I'm not a marriage counselor, but I have been married for 25 years. Made a lot of mistakes on that journey, but I have been married for 25 years. And the one thing that I wish when I see marriage, when I go to a marriage counsel, when I go to a marriage seminar or to marriage counseling, or I see a pastor speak about marriage, is that they would speak from their own real experiences with marriage, that they would be honest with what they've gone through, that they wouldn't paint this rosy picture of what their marriage is like and what we need to be more like them. Does that make sense? That they're preaching, oh, you need to love, you need to cherish, you need to honor your wife, you need to love her like Christ loves the church. You know, I've been married for 40, you know, all that stuff. And they never go into the days when they were screaming at each other and the kids heard it. The days when you were thinking about getting a divorce and the kids heard it. The times when one of us stormed out of the house and the kids saw it. The times when you didn't think you were going to make it because you didn't have the financial means to make it. The times when money got in the way of love and you fought like cats and dogs and the kids heard it. I'm not going to get on this podcast and tell you that my marriage has been roses all of the way. Matter of fact, when my wife and I got married back in 95, everybody thought we would never make it. I don't think there was one person that really thought we would make it, that we would last. I know Renee's parents were concerned. And many were concerned for me because they knew how irresponsible and prideful I was. And to be honest, I still am. And I always talk about what brings out the fights when Renee and I fight. My kids have seen some awful things and heard some awful things. And when I say seen some awful things, I just mean their parents just going at each other. My daughter has said to me on several occasions, Dad, I don't want to ever have a marriage like yours and your mom's. And I always remind her, hey, guess what? Your mom and I have been together for 25 years and we've worked through everything and we put God at the foundation. Yes, we've made a lot of mistakes. Yes, we've done a lot of stupid things and said a lot of stupid things. But you know what? Your mom and I have never given up on each other. We've never used divorce as an option. Matter of fact, for me, divorce has never been an option. People get caught up in this, love is a feeling, love is a feeling. Oh, if I feel in love, then we can last forever. Guess what? There's going to be days where you don't like the person. There's going to be days where you don't want to be around the person. There's going to be days that you have a bad day and you're impatient and irritable. And they'll say and do the very things that irritate you. And I got to tell you, my wife and I would have a lot less fights if I would just shut up. My wife and I would have a lot less fights if I would just serve her. My wife and I would have a lot less fights if I would just not want to be right all the time. But guess what? I still struggle with pride. I struggle with my ego. I struggle with wanting to be right. I struggle in some areas of being a husband and a provider. And these things, they come out in our arguments. They come out and instead of being quiet, instead of going to a safe place where I don't escalate things, I speak and I say some stupid things. But I also do another thing, and I'm adamant to do this, and I'm adamant about apologizing and saying, will you forgive me? And saying, I was wrong in how I treated you. I'm adamant I will not say that I've done this all the time, but most of the time I try my best to not let the sun go down on my anger, because when I do that, it just escalates things and makes things worse. I've had to learn to say I'm sorry. And for most of the time, there are times where I apologized and I really didn't do anything wrong, but as soon as I did, it brought out a different emotion in my wife. It brought out something different in my wife that I wish I would have done hours earlier. Sometimes just being quiet is the key. You know, there's no rosy-colored fantasy about what marriage is. Marriage is work. Marriage is work. And if you're not willing to work at it, don't get married. But guess what? Don't live together. Don't have sex with a bunch of people. I'm going to talk about to singles for a little bit. I am so discouraged and burdened by what I see on social media. These young girls posting, revealing pictures of themselves on social media. These guys and these girls that can hook up at any time and they think it's okay. They just hook up. They think sex outside of marriage is okay. And if you're waiting to have sex for when you get married, you're old fashioned. You're old fashioned. Well, guess what? God has a way of doing things. And when we do it His way, it's the right way. So many people think that they should move in together and pretend to be married, but not have the commitment of marriage. Pretend to be married, but not deal with actually being married and have the struggles that come along with being married. How can you claim to be a Christian and yet live together, sleep together, do all the things that are reserved for marriage, and think it's okay? Can I tell you, singles, date Jesus. Date Jesus. Once you date Jesus, you're not going to accept a man or a woman that doesn't have those Christ-like qualities in him or her. You're not going to accept it. Once you date Jesus, you're going to have an above average standard for who it is that you're going to be with. Once you date Jesus, you're not gonna want to be with an alcoholic or drug addict thinking you can fix them. Once you date Jesus, you're going to know exactly what you want. And guess what? God will bring the right person to you. My encouragement for you singles is that you date Jesus. Date Jesus. Be intimate with Jesus. If you're sleeping with your boyfriend or if you're sleeping around, stop it right now and date Jesus. You know it's wrong, and yet you keep doing it. Date Jesus. Be intimate with Jesus. Seek Jesus. Worship Jesus. Pray to Jesus. Get in the Bible. Get to know Jesus. Once you date Jesus, you will not accept mediocrity. If you're single, you've got to date Jesus first. Otherwise, you're going to accept those who want nothing to do with Jesus. You're going to accept the person that compromises at every turn. You're going to accept the person that wants to have sex with you and is only with you to have sex. I always say the same thing to couples that I know are living together. Or to, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend who I know are sleeping together. I challenge the girl every time, stop sleeping with them and see if he stays with you. Say, I'm not going to sleep with you anymore and see how much he loves you then. We've got to date Jesus. If you're a single, stop giving your body to everybody. Stop conforming to the ways of this world. I'm going to go back to the married couples now. Jesus has to be the foundation of your relationship. Yes, me and my wife have had some rough times. Yes, we have struggled. Yes, there were times when I didn't think we were going to make it. But if Jesus is the foundation, divorce is not an option. If Jesus is the foundation, you will work through anything. If Jesus is the foundation, you will apologize. If Jesus is the foundation, you will forgive. If Jesus is the foundation, you will search yourself until you find yourself and know who you are. And when you know who you are, when that person acts out, you will know that you're not following the Jesus you claim to serve. It's the same thing. It's the same thing as being single. If we don't date Jesus while we're married, it's not going to work. If you're a single person and you're not dating Jesus before you date a man or a woman, it's not going to work. We forget what real love is. Love is a commitment. It's not a feeling. Love is saying you're sorry when you don't want to. Love is serving your wife or your husband when you don't want to. Trust me when I tell you, a lot of our fights, a lot of my fight, the fights that I've had with my wife have come because I didn't want to serve my wife. I made her feel a certain way when she asked me to do something. It cannot be that way. One of the greatest examples I've ever seen of someone who serves his wife is my father-in-law, Dixon Ryle. He serves his wife, Shirley, and their marriage, they've been married for 50 or 60 years. And their marriage, it's not perfect, but guess what? They've stayed together because he serves her. My biggest failure as a husband is not serving my wife the way she needs to be served. But guess what? We've worked through it. We're not going to quit. We're not going to give up. When I look at my wife, I see my best friend. I don't always treat her like my best friend, but I see my best friend. When I see my wife, I see someone that stuck by me through thick and thin, through highs, the highs and the lows, through the good and the bad times, through having money and not having money. But the foundation has to be Jesus. The foundation of everything we do, whether we're married or single, has to be Jesus. If you're single, stop sleeping around. If you're living with somebody, move out. Because Jesus should be more important to you than living with somebody. I'm going to read right now from the Passion Translation, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements or inflate its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect, nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Whew. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. Single person, date Jesus first. Married people out there, make Jesus your foundation for everything. And refuse to give up on your marriage. Unless there's abuse or adultery, make it work. Seek after God. Make your marriage your priority. And watch what God does. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.